Hey, what's up, everyone? You're listening to Fetch a Pail.
It's your bi. Wait, what is it? I told you I was ready. I'm not. It's your podcast about friendship. You love it. Is that not the part I say?
That's so off and not right.
Okay, let's start over.
You know what you're going to say?
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's up, everyone? You're listening to Fetch a Pail.
It's your premier friendship podcast about life,
culture,
and definitely not us.
I'm Jackie, your resident queer, trans, she, her, POC, POS.
And I'm Jill. It only took me 983 days, but I finally got COVID.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You got COVID?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Dang, you almost got to 1,000.
I know. I didn't know that was my goal, but now I know that it was my goal, and I'm extremely disappointed that I didn't meet it.
Do you think that you can beat it this time?
Yeah, to go another 1,000 days without getting it again.
Well, you never went 1,000, so it wouldn't be another.
Well, okay. I misspoke. Should I start my goal over is what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And keep Let's a counter. I think you could do it.
I think so too. I mean, I got really close.
Yeah. This is like a time jump episode.
It is. Yeah. Cause we recorded and then like almost a week later, I finally uploaded the episode and then you and I, we've talked a little bit. But we haven't tried to record anything for over a month.
Yeah. You uploaded the episode and then downloaded COVID.
Yeah, there was a virus.
There was a virus. Yeah, bummer. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling pretty good. I still have a little bit of a cough. Actually, today is the first day where I feel like I haven't been coughing very much anyway. And I'm still pretty tired and like a little brain foggy, but I really only had 3 or 4 days where I felt like actual garbage.
Not bad.
Yeah. So I think overall I got pretty lucky.
Do you have an idea of how you may have gotten it?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I had 2 really good opportunities to give you COVID and I did try.
You did. Man, yeah.
I could not get it done.
Yeah, and we went to places where there were so many people.
Yeah.
And I did wear an N95 when too many people came close to me. But, you know, there were times where we were like at a barcade where I wasn't wearing a mask and I did not get COVID then.
Do you think that someone flipped a switch somewhere?
To just like spray the COVID all over everybody in America?
No, like in a simulation, they're like, okay, it's time to flip Jill's COVID switch.
Oh, or like maybe somebody was like, if you press this button, you get $1 million, but you give Jill COVID. And so they press the button.
A random person in the world gets COVID.
And it was me. Out of 7 billion people, it was me. That seems the most likely. Yeah. Because otherwise, no idea. I don't know. Like all the people I saw in the days leading up, I got in touch with them to let them know, you know, to make sure I wasn't giving it to them. But also like, I don't know who gave this to me, you know, and nobody had it.
Right.
So I guess grocery store. It's the only thing I can think of. But I wear a mask there too.
Yeah. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. You know, it's a relief to have it behind me. I isolated from Jake for 10 days so he wouldn't get it, which he did not, which is awesome. But I was, you know, a little lonely little baby.
Yeah, no, you guys, that's the opposite of what you're normally doing.
Yeah.
For like a long time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it felt very long to me. Although, I don't know, it was all sort of surreal. It was like, I had a sore throat. I had tested negative the night before. I woke up with a sore throat. I wore a mask that day when I was around Jake just to be cautious. And the next morning I woke up and I tested again. And that test was positive within seconds.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what? Like, I didn't know that was a thing. Apparently when your viral load is like very high, the line is darker and it gets that way faster.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, within seconds. I was like, it's not like the line is going to go away. So it was like 8 a.m. Jake was still asleep. I was working. And I was just like in the downstairs room at my brother's house sitting like, what the fuck am I going to do? It was so stressful. And so from that moment, it was sort of like just figuring out, like, do we send Jake home? Like, does he already have it? Am I going to stay here? Do I have to go home? Like, just trying to figure out the logistics, I think, was the trickiest part. But once we got that sorted out, I just like hunkered down. And my mom brought me dinner and she packed up all of our stuff because we had been staying at my brother's house for like 2 weeks. So we had a ton of crap there. So she like did all our laundry and packed up all our stuff because I was too sick to do any of it. And we had already taken Jake home so he wouldn't get it. It was a lot. But, you know, compared to what a lot of people have to deal with, it was fine.
Yeah, it sounds like you had mild.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. Because I'm a baby, but I was fucking knocked the fuck out.
I mean, I think I was for a couple of days. You talked to me that one day. Do you remember what I sounded like?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah. It was very hard to talk. Everything made me really tired. And anytime I tried to do anything, I forgot what I was doing.
Yeah, I remember you kept saying, please, Jackie, I need to get off the phone. And I was like, no, I need you to talk to me.
Did that happen?
No.
You could convince me of probably anything about that 3 or 4 day period. I was very dazed.
And you were like, please, it hurts to talk. I need to get my rest. And it was 4 a.m. And I was like, no, please, I need someone to talk to. I've had a really bad day.
Oh my gosh. You did not. You called me to check in on me because you're a really sweet friend. Mm. And you knew that I was bored and lonely, and then I couldn't talk to you for very long because it was hard to talk.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do think it was probably more mild than what you had. And then I also think about, like, my friends who have had it or who have been sick with anything, really, and they, like, have kids they still have to take care of. Right. Or dogs, even. Like,
yeah.
I didn't have to do anything for anyone for like 6 days. I just took care of myself. And part of the time, other people took care of me, like, you know, from a distance. But still, like, I was really lucky and had a lot of help.
What did you, if you weren't sleeping or you weren't working, were you? You must have taken some time off of work.
Well, this is just the delightful timing and luck of my life. I was scheduled to be on vacation the following week. Oh. So I had to cancel all of my vacation plans, but I did take 3 days off. Yeah, I didn't work during the sickest part.
Ugh, you had a little COVID vacation.
Yeah, it was super lame. And then I ended up going back to work 2 days early because I was like, I need to not waste my vacation on this. This is stupid.
Yeah. Shoot.
Yeah, so not great timing, but I mostly slept and laid on the couch and watched Friends. There was one day where I watched an entire season of F-Boy Island.
Which I recently learned from you is a real thing. I thought when you texted me F-Boy Island, I thought you were making a funny. But that's a real fucking thing.
Yeah, it's an actual show on HBO Max.
Ugh.
This is pretty funny.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I don't remember anything about it. I watched it when I had COVID.
That's so nice. You could watch it again.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I just was looking for pretty much anything to make the time pass, which is sort of a weird, like, state of life to be in. Just like,
that's how I feel on the weekends if there's like, if I have no plans.
Oh, yeah. Just trying, like, to make it go faster so you can get back to the routine.
Work. Yeah. The routine. It's depressing.
It's a little depressing.
But that's not something that I do because...
You always have plans on the weekend, obviously.
This last weekend was very boring.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Were you, like, dog sitting or?
No.
Oh.
I actually, you know, I didn't have any plans on Saturday, which is rare, but I did have plans to go to a brunch on Sunday that got canceled.
Mm.
So I had 2 days in a row of not doing anything.
Mm.
And I get, like, and also, like, maybe with the changing of the seasons, like, this last weekend was a little depressing.
But don't you usually, like, fall in, like, spooky times?
Yeah. Yeah.
It just yeah. is. Yeah.
I think a combination of not doing anything, just, like, sitting at home and, like, the gloomy weather kind of just made me a little, like, okay, I'm ready for work to start again. I want to go back to work.
Yeah.
But it's not work per se. It's routine, like you say. Like, I need that.
Yeah, totally. Is it gloomy down there?
It's been a little, it's a little like overcast a little bit. San Francisco can get foggy. It, like, San Francisco is always foggy, but sometimes it like lasts most of the day.
Oh, yeah. That's too much fog.
Yeah.
Too long fog.
So it kind of feels a little like, you know, the Pacific Northwest.
Right.
Like overcast.
Well, it's been 80 degrees here for the last 4 days.
No way.
Yeah. It's October.
It was a very cold day today. I think it was probably mid 60s.
Oh, that's not very cold, but I guess compared to 80. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Chilly. Burr.
It was freezing.
I got cold today because I went to Costco and Winco and then also another Winco because I forgot some stuff. And I, by the time I got home and got everything unloaded, I was so sweaty from moving my body even a little bit. And then 10 minutes later, I was like freezing cold.
Oh, man. That's how you get sick. That's yeah. how you get COVID.
Oh, no. Not again. It's too soon.
Well, did you have any expectations about COVID that weren't actually what you might have thought it was?
Yeah, I definitely thought I was going to be sicker for longer.
Yeah.
'Cause I did end up having, for me, like a pretty high fever. It was like 101.5. And my normal temperature is like, you know, high 97.
Yeah.
Maybe 98. And so I was like, I was kind of surprised I actually had a fever just because I kind of never do, like no matter how sick I am. And I did. And I was a little bit worried about it. But that was like, I don't know. I tested positive on Friday. I had a fever on Saturday. I woke up Sunday morning and my fever was gone and it never came back. So I feel like it broke really fast. And then by like Monday evening, I was like, I think I feel a little better. And I had like 3 bad nights of sleep. And then I slept great for like 4 nights. And then I felt kind of fine. I thought it was going to be like when it was bad, I just expected it to last longer. I think that's mostly it.
Those vaccines work.
Yeah, I think so.
You heard it here first.
First. Yeah, I have to assume that's what it is. Because, like, I haven't been sick with anything since the pandemic started. I haven't had a cold. I haven't had the flu because I haven't been going anywhere, you know, or seeing anyone.
Yeah.
So especially with that in mind, I assumed that my immune system would be, like, you know, just chilling and, like, not ready to help me out with anything. So yeah, I think that it must have been the vaccine did the trick.
I'm glad that it's over.
Thank you.
I'm glad that it wasn't too difficult.
Me too.
And I'm ready for you to come visit me. Get on an airplane.
I'm still kind of afraid of people. It's like less about COVID now.
Yeah, people are fucking scary.
Yeah, it's more about being like, I don't know. I'm going to work on it. I want to come. I might just drive again. It was a pretty good drive.
Oh, my goodness.
You're so mad.
Southwest has a fucking $29 sale right now.
I'm sorry, what? For a plane ticket?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's mostly like it's NorCal to SoCal, but I think to like Oakland to Seattle is like $50.
Okay. Well, I will look into it. It's the least I can do.
Cool. Speaking of traveling, I went to Portland.
Oh, yeah, for a wedding.
Yeah, for a wedding a few weeks ago. Hung out with Nicole and her baby, Joanna.
Auntie Jackie.
Oh, my God, her baby's so cute. I don't even like kids. But that's a good kid. That one can stay.
Oh, that's so generous of you.
Yeah. But I had such a good time with Nicole. I went to my friend's wedding. my first gay wedding, and it was in Hood River. I kept telling people it was at Mount Hood, and they're like, "Oh, cool, it's gonna be up in the mountain, up in the mountains." But that's not it. It's Hood River, and it was the most beautiful wedding I've ever been to. It was so picturesque, and the brides were fucking gorgeous. My friend Maya designed her own dress.
Oh, wow.
It was beautiful, and I cried a lot, like a lot. But it was so nice to like be there with Nicole.
Yeah, how special.
Yeah, and hang out with her and her husband and her daughter, and yeah, it was amazing. And then I got back, and then Alex came to visit, and we had a really good time, played a lot of pinball.
Nice. I don't know. I just, for the listeners, I don't know if you know this, but Jackie is like really good at pinball.
Like really good. I feel like you didn't put an emphasis enough on really, but I'm like really.
Okay, let me try again. Jackie's like really good at pinball.
There. It's close.
Okay, I'll work on that.
But we played a ton of pinball. It was super fun. It was really nice to meet her. So this my friend Alex, we've been online friends for years, and this is our first time like meeting in person.
Oh, that's so cool.
And she is always, we joke that we're twins, and she's always felt like a sister to me. So for us to like spend some time together in IRL life, it was really fantastic. I think what I learned from this trip, though, is I think that I do too much. I have a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I think my pace is a little bit faster than hers. Mm-hmm. She lives in not a city. What is that called?
A town.
Where she lives, things are a little bit slower, I think. So I think I might have overwhelmed her a little bit with some of the stuff that we were doing and the fast pace that I live my life at.
Sure.
Which makes sense. No one can keep up with me. I like to go fast.
I have to tell you, you're not really talking me into coming to visit you.
That's actually true. You and Alex would actually have a blast together. Yeah.
We'll both come. You can do your thing. Me and Alex will watch a movie.
Yeah, seriously. But I'm pretty sure she had a good time. I had a blast with her.
Good.
And then I finally got to rest because it was like 2 weeks of like not having alone time, you know?
Yeah. Well, and even for you, it was like plans after plans after plans.
Right, right.
And usually you get a little break.
Right. But yeah, that was fantastic to like hang out with friends. And honestly, like now I'm kind of missing that. Like lately I've been thinking like, man, I don't really have any close friends that live nearby.
I feel like you kind of go through this phase from time to time.
Yeah. And I think that it's not good. I think what I do is I think this is actually your fault.
Okay. Please elaborate.
I think that because I grew up with such amazing people in my life, I have high expectations of what friendship is.
Mm.
And so because I have people like you and Nicole and Alex who are really, really great friends, when I meet new people, I'm sort of like, okay, I want to, as I grow more attached to them and grow more fond of them. And over time, I'm like, I feel like they're not living up to what I expect from friends because most of my close friends are amazing.
Mm, that actually makes sense. They may be unreasonable and unattainable expectations for most people.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Okay.
But it's your fault.
If I had just been like a 20% shittier friend for the last 20 years, you would have more friends in San Francisco.
Yeah, I could easily settle for the shitty people in San Francisco.
I think that there are like different levels of friendship.
Yeah.
And it's okay to have friendships that are more superficial, where you just enjoy each other's company. You only hang out for like specific activities that you like to do together, or, you know, I don't have hobbies, so I this isn't like my life experience, but I do know that like there can be relationships that fill like different needs for you without being someone who you can rely on for everything. Right. You know?
I completely agree with you. It's just, it's something that I have to constantly remind myself.
Yeah. It's like, it's something you have to make conscious decisions about instead of,
right.
Yeah, I gotcha. I think it's also harder to make friends and like strong connections as we get older.
Oh yeah, so hard.
Because you're having now, to like even start more, over like, with people.
Right. And now even more so as a trans woman, mm-hmm. it's harder for me to make connections with people. Especially like I want to make friends with other trans women, and that's actually been really difficult.
That's surprising to me.
Me too.
Are they not having a hard time making friends?
I think they are too.
Some
I actually have I have a friendship date tomorrow. Oh.
That's exciting.
With a trans woman, yeah.
Okay, rooting for you.
So I'm trying to make that work.
Just don't. Just temper your expectations.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She's no Jill.
I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to just right off the bat, I'm going to ask her if she wants to do a podcast with me.
I know that was a joke, but I didn't like it. That's our thing.
So like I've been thinking about maybe I should let me catch you up on Tristy.
Oh, yeah.
I was gonna like I'm not gonna say her name, but I fucking
you have I'll before. Yeah. Yeah.
So like I've been like strangely running into her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But also like she comes and plays in my pinball league, which is cool. But like I'm to the point where like, okay, I can be friends with her. Like I want to make like trans girlfriends.
Yeah.
But like now every time we hang out, I'm kind of like, man, I really dodged a bullet. I don't even think I want to be her friend.
Oh shit.
Like she has qualities that like I expect from friends.
Yeah.
I mean, she is missing qualities that I expect from friends.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Yes. That's not great.
So I'm like, dang it. We can't even be friends now. Well, we can be friends, but I have to manage my expectation of what type of friend she is, like yeah, you said.
Tier three.
Tier one? Wait, no, tier one what? Is good?
One's the best.
Oh, then tier seven.
No. How many tiers are there?
I don't know how to categorize friendships. It's all new to me.
Okay, fair enough.
Let me look at my fucking, consult my schematics and my Rolodex here. I'm very organized lately.
Yeah, I can tell. Well, I'll work on writing something up for you so you can better better
thank
understand
you.
What you're looking for.
I have been chatting with a man though on the internet.
A man?
Well, yes, I'm talking to this man.
Okay.
I
like men.
I like them too.
That's embarrassing for both of us.
I'm so embarrassed. Is there something we can do about this? Is there a pill I can take?
I've been trying to figure it out for years, but I think we're stuck.
Yeah. So I've been talking to this guy on Tinder, and it's been going really, really well. And like, he's very good at conversing. He's like the opposite of Tristy, where like he checks in and he's
not
like,
to compare.
That's it. Well, I mean, yes, to compare.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice that it's nice. It's refreshing that he's the other side of the spectrum in that, you know, he's communicative. He like checks in. He can hold a conversation. He's really sweet.
Mm.
So it's kind of a red flag.
It's like a too good to be true red flag.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, if it is real, it's not a red flag. Just FYI.
Yeah, there's something sus about this.
Yeah.
But it's been really, really, really nice, like, chatting with him. And there was, like, this weekend went by where I know that he was, like, off doing something. But I was, like, waiting for a message from him. And it never really came for the whole weekend. And then on Monday, he finally sent me a message and he was like, I really missed texting you this weekend. He just was like actually busy because he's like on this road trip.
Mm.
And he was like, I really missed texting you this weekend. And I was like, oh,
that's really nice.
That's so nice. And I like got kind of emotional about it. Like, it kind of made me cry a little bit. And I sent you a screenshot and I was like, well, why did this make me cry? And you were like, emotional trauma, like right off the bat. Like 5 seconds after I sent the text, it's just emotional trauma. No JK, no LOL, no fucking emoji, just straight to the point. And I was like, thank you, Jill. thank you for this free therapy.
I said it because I thought you would think it was funny. But
it was very funny.
But it was also not a joke. So I think you got it.
I very much laughed. Yeah. Okay, you got the reaction you were expecting.
Oh, good. It's like people should be nice and sweet to you. They should be. That should not really be a novel concept.
I don't understand. It makes me question what's wrong with me, because I know that there's nothing wrong with me.
No.
I mean, there's some things.
Well, but sure.
Like, for like dating purposes, like I'm a catch.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So we'll see where this goes.
I think most of us have had lots and lots of experience with people not properly appreciating us in romantic relationships until we find someone who does, you know?
Yeah.
And I think maybe it has to do with just like compatibility issues. Like maybe you end up with people who don't, like you don't bring out the best in each other necessarily. Not making excuses, but I just like, it's hard for me to think that everybody just sucks, but maybe they do. Maybe it just,
I think a lot of people do.
Just like sifting through like a bunch of duds before you come across like one. What's the opposite of a dud? A popcorn that popped.
Okay.
Okay. You know the kernels that don't pop? Those are called duds.
Oh, are they?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to pop this dud. I mean, we need to get to work on popping some of these duds.
Yeah, and then just put some butter on them and then everything will be great. We should have like an advice segment where I say stuff that's helpful.
I think it's a brand new podcast called Poppin' Duds with Jackie and Phil.
I love it.
Cool.
Oh shit.
What else is new? This is my birthday month.
It is. Oh my gosh. When we first started the show, I was going to say happy birthday month. And then instead, I just talked about myself for 20 minutes.
God, that is so rude.
Oh, shit.
Birthday's canceled. No, speaking of like not having any really close friends, like I used to do like I used to have a big party, you know, but it wasn't like I had 25 close friends. It was like,
yeah.
I think part of it is that I don't even have, I probably have like 10 friends.
Well, but they're like
on all levels.
Oh, on all levels. Okay.
Yeah. And I have like 4 close friends that are coming to a birthday dinner with me on my birthday. So
that's exciting. Yeah,
so I'm having like a little birthday dinner with 5 of us total.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on. You're going to have fun.
Yeah. I'm going to have fun.
Are you going to also play pinball?
Oh, that's a good idea.
You love that.
We're going to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Really?
Yeah. And it's formal attire only.
Because
so we're all going to dress formal.
Because it's your birthday.
Exactly. Well, also because my friend's wedding, I went with the less formal dress. So mm-hmm. I have this formal dress.
Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect. Oh, I'm excited to see pictures.
Yeah. It'll be cute.
It'll be so cute.
And then that weekend, the following weekend, I am going to do like Halloween stuff with a friend or two. So that'll be like a little birthday thing.
Yeah. So you'll have a couple fun plans.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to dress up as for Halloween?
I have some costumes that like, it's funny because I have all these like women costumes from when, you know, I was dressing up.
Right.
But now like, I have this beer wench costume that like really fits my body well now.
Ooh, nice.
I have this Riverdale, this Veronica costume from Riverdale that I've never worn before that fits really nicely.
I'm surprised that you know what Riverdale is.
I had to look it up. I was at like Party City the day after Halloween, like looking for deals, and I was like, this is a cute dress. I bought this like fucking 4 years ago. This is a cute dress. And then I had to like, there's like a, it says Riverdale on the collar, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I was like, and I Googled it, and I was like, oh, she's cute. I'm going to buy this.
She is $10. She is cute. You'd be a great Veronica. She's like very sassy too, and she's like, she's a boss bitch, you know? You don't fuck with Veronica.
Maybe I'll get into character and like watch the episode, like watch a few episodes and really get into character. I am an actor, you know?
I do forget that about you. That's true. I attended
Cornish College of the Arts.
I like how we get to say things like that. Because like I attended Western Washington University, but like for 2 months. But if you just say I attended, then like nobody asks questions about that.
No one has to know how long you were there.
Yeah.
I went to the orientation. I still attended. I went on a tour and I attended of the school.
You know, I also forget that you went to Cornish. You had an unpleasant time there, did you not?
Yeah, and you know why? It's because I couldn't make friends, and I'm still fucking struggling with that fucking 20 years later. Oh, no. You know whose fault that is?
That's my fault.
Your fault. You did this to me. You've ruined my life.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. At least I have you.
I guess that's true. It could be worse.
But yeah, that's I've been playing a lot of pinball lately. Mm-hmm. I have my queer tournament, my queer pinball league, which has been fucking amazing. We just had our fourth night last night, and there's like a bunch of new faces. Everyone seems to be having a blast. I'm having such a good time with it.
That's amazing.
But yeah, a bunch of fucking queers. We're definitely going to do another season in the new year.
Good. Congrats.
The turnout has been fantastic. I have so much money and membership dues that I don't even know what to do with it.
Well, you're gonna give it back to the like winners and stuff.
Well, of course. But I mean, after trophies, a pizza party, cash prizes, like I think the cash prizes are gonna be huge because I don't know what else to do with the money. Because we have this emblem, this like logo. And like I've been thinking about what to do with that, like maybe make some beer koozies for everyone.
That'd be fun.
I was gonna buy buttons, but one of our members just made buttons.
Oh, that's with our logo
on them for everyone.
Cool.
Yeah.
Make stickers because
stickers would be good.
You can put those on anything.
Yeah.
Well, and then maybe like you're putting a lot of time into organizing and stuff. I don't know what the rules are, but I feel like it's okay to compensate yourself like a little bit for your time.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just having so much fun with it. I don't really feel like.
You don't feel like you need that.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like work.
No, not at all.
Okay, cool.
I'm happy to do it.
Well, maybe you can leave like a little slush fund in case like something comes up that you really want to do.
We are going to have another season, so, you know, I could save some of it for the next season.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Cool.
I feel like I'm a fucking on a committee or something.
I feel like too much money because so many people are participating. Like, what a cool problem to have.
I know, right?
Yeah. Congratulations, BB.
Thank you. And it's the first, like, queer league of its kind.
Yeah, that's really special. You're doing a thing.
And there's like new people that are coming that are having fun and like learning how to play pinball.
Cute.
Yeah. I love it. That's I'm leaving my mark. Not that I'm going anywhere anytime soon. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're
like as a queer person, like I'm doing something for the community.
Yeah, you are currently like carving out your legacy.
That's what I want to do. That's what I live for.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make an impact.
You're doing it. That's so
cool.
I want
to bench somewhere when I die. Do you know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
Like outside the pinball bar.
Yes. I want drunk people to rest upon a bench with my name on it.
I want there to be no dividers so that homeless people can sleep on my bench.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, let them lay down.
Shit.
Maybe your bench has like a little cushy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Cool. It's going to be called the homeless bench.
Jackie's homeless bench.
Jackie's bench for my homeless mensch.
What does that mean? What's a mensch?
I think it's like a Jewish term for a friend.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's nice. And it rhymes.
Let's go to the courtyard.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. The blood, the stench, the black and blue. Oh, oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. That field that brought my heart to you. Oh,
oh, oh. I should have asked you if you had more stuff to talk about.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, two of the weeks out of four, I was just like trying to make time pass.
Yeah.
Doing nothing. I think I watched like four seasons of Friends.
Why Friends? Could you not change the channel?
Sick burn.
Was it remote broken?
No, it's just like comfort show, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't have to think about it. I don't have any feelings about it. It's nostalgic a little bit, and sometimes it's funny.
I don't actually hate that you like Friends, but I love that there's like this... There's this thing like on the internet about hating people that like Friends.
Yeah, it's like very uncool to like Friends, despite it being the most popular show on network TV for 10 fucking years.
It's so funny.
And then now everyone's like, oh my God, that's so gauche.
Because okay. I don't hate Friends. Like I don't hate it.
Yeah.
But I love to give you a hard time about it because the internet does it too. And I'm just like, this is so funny.
It is pretty funny. It does not hurt my feelings. I'm not even saying that Friends is good. I just like it.
I like things that are way more problematic than Friends ever was.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Even rewatching, there's only a couple of things where I'm like, ugh, like it actually makes me like a little bit like but out of 10 seasons that happens like twice.
Yeah.
And as a fat person, I feel like I'm uniquely qualified to either be offended or not be offended by Fat Monica, and I'm just not offended.
Yeah. Yeah.
I probably should be. But it's fine.
There's like trans episodes, right? Isn't like Chandler's dad mom or dad someone's trans?
Well, so
I hear about that one a lot, but I'm not offended.
No, and that's a little bit confusing too, because Chandler's dad is not trans in the show specifically. Chandler's dad is a drag queen.
Oh.
But tends to be in costume and in character every time you meet her.
Okay.
So, but they never talk about like her being a woman. It's Chandler's dad is a drag queen. And it's she's portrayed by a woman who has a very masculine voice, like a famously masculine voice.
What?
Kathleen Turner plays Chandler's dad.
Okay.
So it's like very many levels of gender play. Right. And like, I don't think it was handled with nuance, but I don't think that like they never made it seem like she or he was a bad person, you know? And I guess they're like, it's sort of made to be a joke sometimes, but I don't know.
It was probably funny in the 90s.
It might have been. I'm sure it doesn't hold up.
Yeah.
There is some transphobic stuff where someone started a rumor about Rachel having a penis in high school.
Oh, maybe that's what people are talking
about.
Yeah,
that's not great now that I think about it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so it does have some things that are not great.
One of my favorite movies is Call Me By Your Name, where an adult man has sexual relations with a teenager.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're even.
Thank you. Yeah, I think most things we revisit from our youth, we see differently now.
Yeah.
And it's hard to just let all of it go.
Yeah. Also, that man, we talked about this last episode, is Armie Hammer, the person who's accused of raping and cannibalizing people.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and the boy is Timothy Chalamet, little Timothy.
Oh my God.
I know.
Is Timothy okay?
I mean, I'm sure he's fine.
Okay.
God, I love him.
He's a special guy.
Yeah, he's a real special boy.
It got weird.
All right, we're back from the cork bork, if you didn't know that already.
Oh, welcome back to us. We have an email.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we actually have two. First, let me read one from Megan that is pretty rude.
Yes.
She says, y'all say you want listener questions, but aren't into doing the work. What do you want? Softballs or something? Sheesh. And I think it's because we didn't actually do anything with her question about the lesbian TikTok drama, because we don't know what that is.
Oh.
Or maybe she didn't think
she was talking about the Scientology thing.
Maybe she thought we didn't try hard enough. That's possible.
Oh, we did pretty good on that.
I thought we did fine.
Yeah.
We have an email from Nardo.
Oh, shit.
I haven't even read this yet, so we're just flying by the seat of our pants here.
Oh, I'm scared now.
Okay, from Nardo. My questions are late for your triumphant return to a not quite bi-weekly podcast. Ooh, sorry.
He gets it.
And not much of a question either. My brain is too tired to be clever enough for radio, but I adore you two and this show, so I didn't want another sad email-less segment. They are sad, aren't they? Oh, that's funny. Okay, he goes on to say, but if you want a dumb, impersonal question that has nothing to do with anything you've discussed on the show, if you could have just one fictional piece of technology, or one that just hasn't been fully realized yet, what would it be? And would you keep it to yourself or share it with the world? Nardo.
Oh, that's so good.
I already know what mine would be.
Yeah, right off the bat, my brain went to the DeLorean from Back to the Future, but but I want to change that already.
Okay.
And then I went like Ray Gun from the Call of Duty Zombies, but I don't want that to be my answer either.
Who are you shooting? And
then, what's that?
Who are you shooting in this?
Zombies.
Oh. Okay.
But then my brain went, do I know what fictional means? And then I tried to figure out. And then I said in my head, fact and fiction. Fact means fact and fiction means not real. So, and now here we are.
You do know what fictional means.
I do now. Now I'm sure.
I'm so proud of you. Thank you for sharing your thought process with us.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for the question, Nardo.
Oh my gosh, Nardo, thank you. It was so fun to hear from you.
All right, let's get down to it.
Okay. So my first three thoughts all come from Star Trek. Are we surprised?
No.
So the thing, I think a transporter would be dope.
A porter? That's trans?
Yeah, a transporter. So like, it'll take you wherever you want to go, but you have to be trans to use it.
I thought you gave up on my joke, but you actually were going with it.
Yeah, it just took me a second. I mean, I do think that the trans community is like owed a leg up, you know, for equity's sake, but yeah. I'm not sure how to make that happen for you. So just jokes is all I got.
Okay.
And then the other Star Trek invention that I think would be very helpful is a tricorder, because you just like go boop, 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 and then it tells you everything about the stuff you're looking at.
Oh, that's cool.
But I think that like the OP choice is going to be a replicator. So it's like a matter replicator. You go press a button or talk to the computer and it makes you whatever item you want or whatever food you want.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah.
Like a 3D printer.
Yeah, but for things that like you can, that you can eat.
So like a bio 3D printer.
Mm-hmm. But it can make other stuff too. It can make you clothes. It can make weapons probably for your zombies.
Like a copier.
It just like takes matter and then like turns it into other matter.
So like, what is it? What is it called again? A redoer? A remaker?
a replicator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like it replicates. I like that. That's a good answer.
Thank you.
I'm having a hard time thinking of things.
Just in general.
Yeah. Like it couldn't be like a wand, right? It couldn't be like a Harry Potter wand because I'm a muggle. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think it could be because like magic really is just technology that either we don't understand or hasn't been invented yet.
Who was that philosopher that said that?
Kant. No fap checks. We don't do fap checks anymore. I'm smart. But I mean, I think you wouldn't normally associate like a wizard's wand with technology, but like I'm willing to go on that ride with you if that's what you want.
Speaking of rides, what about vehicles?
Yeah.
Like
the DeLorean.
Oh, yeah. I already did that one. What about the one that can talk back?
Knight Rider. Yes.
That'd be cool.
Magic school. Oh, man. That's magic again. I really thought I was onto something with magic school bus because, like, it's a bus.
Yeah.
But it's not technology school bus. It's magic.
Okay. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. A shrink ray.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. You wouldn't need a replicator if you were very small because you wouldn't have to eat very much food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't need a big expensive house. Think of how much money you would save on rent if you were teeny tiny.
Yeah, that's right.
But what if you got squished?
Yeah, that's the danger of a shrinker is getting squished.
Yeah.
You want to get squished. But I imagine you could have a plan.
Yeah.
Does time change when you're small? Does time squish?
Yeah, it's the time squish conundrum. The well-known theorem.
What are some more things? Why can't I think of things?
I can't think of things either. I mean, all of the things I thought of are from one TV show, and it's the show I watch the most often right now in my life because that's how well my brain works.
Is there a thing that gives you wishes?
A genie's lamp. That's magic.
Why can't it be magic? Wait, does magic fall under fiction?
I mean, yes. I just don't know if it falls under technology.
Oh, was the question fictional technology?
Yeah, if you could have just one fictional piece of technology or one that hasn't been fully realized yet, what would it be?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then we forgot. Would we keep it to ourselves or share it with the world?
That's good.
That's important.
That's very important.
If I had a replicator, I would share it with the world, of course, but you'd have to be so careful because it would need to be shared in a way that wasn't involving capitalism. What?
I got it.
Okay, go.
The mind eraser from Men in Black.
Oh, the flashy thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I would not tell people.
It's only yours.
Yeah.
So when would you use it? Like if you said something that you thought was going to be really funny and no one laughed?
Probably like after bad sex.
I was never here. You were bad at sex by yourself.
I like your answer too, though. Okay, so I do my stand-up thing, right? I try out stand-up for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm bombing. So I use the thing and I tell the joke a different way.
I love it.
And then I can figure out the best way to tell the joke.
Yeah, my favorite part of this is that flashy thingy probably gives people like brain damage. But it's going to be worth it for you to work out the perfect set.
Yeah, it's also not my problem because I'm not using it on me.
Yeah, you put your sunglasses on.
Yeah.
And then you're fine.
You're a Men in Black 'em.
Yep. You got Men in Blacked. Deal with it. Ooh, okay, we could work together. Okay, so I know about your flashy thing, but nobody else does, and I'm not gonna take it away from you.
Okay.
And we can go to, like, I don't know, somebody who has a lot of money and power for distribution and manufacturing to get replicators made for all the low-income people in the world. And then you can use your flashy thing to break Jeff Bezos's brain until he thinks that it's a good idea to not charge any money for it.
I like that. Okay. I like that a lot.
Cool.
I do not want to manufacture more of them. I want there to only be one, and it's mine.
Yeah, of course.
But we will find a way to go fuck with Bezos.
And to cure world hunger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Honestly, I feel like if this was a thing, it would probably be in the best hands with you and I.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think we keep each other in check a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you, Nardo. We've solved lot of problems today.
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you.
It was really good. I love that he's like, this question is dumb and doesn't have anything to do with anything. And we're like, that was a great question.
Yeah, I love that.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I really do enjoy the questions that our listeners send us.
I do too. Yeah. Yeah, we love it. Questions@fetchapale.com. Eventually, we'll probably stop paying for that domain. So you can also email fetchapalepodcast@gmail.com. And that's a way to talk to us. And we love it.
I have an obsession.
Tell it to my ears.
I have a clip.
Oh, okay.
It's an improv group. Well, it's a duo, really. They're called Improv Broadway, and they do Musical Mondays. And it's this guy and this girl, and they improv musicals on the fly. And this is a musical called, what is it called? Bonjour Love. It's about a French musical about baguettes or something.
Are they real musicals, or are these people making them up as they go?
They're literally making them up as they go.
Okay, perfect.
They're so good. Okay, here. I want to rise, wee wee. I want and I want and I rise, wee wee. I want and I want and I yearn and I yearn. I hope this bread we make together don't burn. I want to rise, wee.
Love a fake bad French accent.
So they have this full episode. So I discovered them on TikTok, of course.
Of course.
But they have this whole, like, half an hour episode on their YouTube of them just making up this musical. And they're talking about it, and they're like, they're talking about what the musical is about, and they're just making it up on the spot, and they're like, and then there's this song, and it's about this and this and this. And they have this other song that they improv about two mimes in love that have that, like, long for actual the touch of each other, because they always just mime to each other. And they're making it up on the spot, and they're, like, laughing about it. And it's just so fucking good, and I'm so obsessed with them. You have to check it out. There will be a link
in the show notes. Absolutely.
For the French one, which is, it's just a shit ton of bad French.
I love bad French.
They're just saying random English words, but with a French accent. And it's so fucking funny. It's been cracking me up for the last few days. You got to check it out.
Well, and, like, they're obviously very musically talented as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're, like, harmonizing with each other on the fly, making up words together on the fly.
Yeah. That sounds so fun.
It's so much talent, but it's also hilarious.
Oh, I look forward to it.
What about you?
Oh my gosh, mine's so much less interesting. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Hot tea.
Did she just wake up from a nap?
Yeah, I had supper and then had a little lay down.
So your birthday is coming up in 2 months. I'm thinking about getting you some doilies.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, actually, doilies are cute.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh. Okay, so when I was sick, I just got like really into tea. It was like, you know, it felt good and soothing on my throat. It like warmed me up when I was like feverish and chilly. And I just was like, I kind of forgot about tea. And then I've been drinking it every night before bed. And now I feel like I have to.
Yeah.
And I'm really into this particular tea. It's called Sweet and Spicy. And I forget the brand. It's like Good Earth or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's sweet and spicy. It's like so much cinnamon. It like burns your whole mouth.
I'm into that.
Yeah. It's wonderful. And I've been into
it. Do you have it at nighttime?
Yeah, you can get sweet and spicy with caffeine or without. So I just get the caffeine free so I can have it at nighttime.
That sounds tasty. I think I would like that. Have you ever had Constant Comment?
I have not.
That's what it reminds me. I thought I was going to guess that's what it was.
What words did you say? Constant Comment?
Yeah, like someone's nagging you a lot.
That's a kind of tea?
Yeah, Constant Comment.
Huh, never heard of it.
It's similar to, I don't know if you remember the tea I used, the loose tea I used to get from Pike's place.
I'm going to cut that S out.
That was like a clovey orangey type thing. It's similar to that.
Oh, yeah. That tea place, what is it, like Vital Tea Leaf or something? That place is so good.
Yeah.
Is it still there?
Oh, let me check.
I haven't been to Pike Place in like 3 years, maybe four.
That's the wrong place.
It's the place that belongs to Pike, Jill.
It's the place where it's multiple Pikes. It's a place where it's multiple places.
Yes, I got confused about which S we were talking about. Yeah, I do remember that loose leaf tea. That shit was good. I think this is not as quality, but also I think most of the loose leaf that we would get was black tea, which I prefer black tea, but herbal tea is better for sleepy times.
Yeah, we should do a little tea trade.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Can I make fun of you for being old when you drink tea too?
No, because I'm not old.
Oh, okay, never mind. What have you been putting inside you?
What have I been put? I put a lot of things. In fact, I had a new drink from Starbucks that I never had, and I haven't actually had Starbucks in a long time because I don't think I'm a PSL person anymore.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. I think I've maybe had a handful, four PSLs.
And none of them made you feel like, oh, I need more of these?
Nope.
Bummer.
Nope. I've been really good about making coffee at home though.
Well, that's good. It's a money saver.
Part of it. But I did have an afternoon coffee today at Starbucks. It was an apple crisp oat milk macchiato. And I felt embarrassed ordering it.
What did you think of it?
It was really good.
Oh, okay.
It tasted like a cinnamon graham cracker.
Hmm.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah, I had one last year and I thought it was nasty.
What?
Yeah. I don't like the apple flavor. Like all of the other flavors about it are fine, but I don't think that apple goes with coffee. I think that's gross.
Oh, I kind of liked it.
That's fair.
You know what it is?
Other people like it. What?
I bought some like healthy candy.
What? No, oxymoron.
Yeah, it's like xylitol sugar or some shit like that. But it was basically supposed to be a Swedish fish, and I can only eat two of them, and then my mouth starts to tingle. But I don't like them. But it is nice. It does kind of like satiate like my sugar craving.
And then you have to stop it too because of the tingling. So it also built in portion control.
Maybe it's on purpose. That's why they're healthy, because you can't eat them all. I think they like there's I think they put a little bit of electricity in them or something.
It's just like zapping you just a little bit at a time. Micro shocks.
They're gross.
That sounds awful.
But I have another thing. I went to Costco last week and I bought these like weird nothing noodles.
OK. Okay.
They're like noodles, but there's like the whole pack is like 10 calories.
What are they made of?
I think maybe like hardened water.
It's just water wrapped in rice paper.
I don't know what they're made out of, but I take some of my rotisserie chicken. Oh, wait. So I put some sesame oil in the pan. I put a shit ton of garlic, brown up the garlic a little bit. And then I put the rotisserie chicken, like chopped up, and brown it a little bit. And then I put that nothing noodles in and like stir them around for a bit. So it's like fried noodles, you know? Mm-hmm. And then put some green onions on top, like when it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fucking good.
So are they actually called nothing noodles, or you call them
that? I think they're made out of soy.
Okay.
Or something.
I'm very curious about like what they are actually made of.
They're in a plastic container that they have some kind of liquid that they're in, but the directions say that you have to rinse them off.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is. But they don't have much flavor.
Yeah.
But they soak up the flavor of, you know, the garlic and the... Oh, and then I put a little bit of this, like, Safeway brand, like, Chinese sauce.
I mean, I don't know what it is. It sounds delicious.
So good.
I just feel like maybe these noodles are future technology. They don't sound like real food.
Yeah, they really don't. And they don't taste like real... They taste... Not like food.
Do they feel nice in your mouth?
No.
Okay. I might stick to noodles then myself.
Yeah. I mean, when I eat it, I'm constantly thinking, I wish I had regular noodles. But they're not bad.
They're just
nothing.
You're making me silent laugh. It's a real good one.
Okay, there's one other thing that I did.
Uh-huh.
That I feel like a five-star cookist. Because okay. I bought from Costco, I bought pumpkin tortellini. And I was like, what am I going to do? Like brown butter sage sauce, right? Obviously.
Yeah, sounds amazing.
I ain't got time for that. So I was like snacking on this roasted tomato salsa one day.
Mm.
And I was like, I bet this would be really good with the pumpkin tortellini. So I did a little experimental thing. I cooked up the tortellini and then I put the salsa in a saucepan and put some cream in there and a little bit of sugar.
Mm.
And then mix the tortellini with it, and it was so fucking good.
I believe you.
I know it's like weird, right?
It sounds a little gross, but to be fair, I've never had roasted tomato salsa, so I'm not sure how different of a flavor profile that is from like regular.
Yeah, if you've ever seen like the orange kind of creamy looking salsa.
No.
It's not like a, and it's like super fine. It's almost just like an orange cream salsa.
That's interesting. Do you dip chips in it typically?
Yeah, typically.
Huh. But it doesn't taste significantly different from regular salsa?
It's similar. Hmm. Okay, so like, I don't know what prompted me to try this, but it was totally worth it.
No, I'm glad. Yeah.
So good. And it was also, there was a kick to it.
Well, that part does sound nice, especially with like the sweetness of the pumpkin.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a good balance.
Like, I feel like if I had to impress someone with a home cooked meal and they weren't going to watch me make it.
You would just do that.
This is what I would do. Cause it was like seriously something that I would order at a restaurant.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like a nice restaurant.
Well, that sounds delicious. You've sold
so
me.
So good. And then I put some Parmesan cheese on top, obviously.
Obviously.
Come on.
Jeez. A Parmesan Reggiano.
What do I look like? A cooker? No, I'm a cookist.
Very talented cookist.
But yeah, that's what I put inside me.
Today I had a pumpkin cream cold brew.
Nice. With the actual cream.
Everything I wanted. Yeah. So it was actually my third one. Because when I got COVID, I canceled the low FODMAP diet because it was really hard to eat anything at all. So I was mostly just eating like cup noodles, and those have wheat and onion powder in them. So I was just like, fuck it. And I had less success with the 3 weeks I was on low FODMAP this time compared to the last time I tried to do it. Like, my stomach was still pretty janked up and I wasn't seeing a lot of changes, and it was like so much work for it to not be getting better. So anyway, I might try again. I'm on pause right now. So I think I had my first one like a week ago, and it was like kind of disappointing, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. It just like wasn't what I remembered. And then so the second one, I was like, okay, I need to get extra pumpkin cold foam. That's the problem. And so the second one was much better and I enjoyed it. And then today, the one I had, was delicious and I loved it. So I think they're just making it like a little bit differently every time.
Yeah.
And whatever they did today was the perfect balance and I enjoyed it thoroughly. And I also got a cake pop.
I almost got a cake pop today. I almost got one for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted a pumpkin scone.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy. I also wanted a pumpkin scone, and it was like, I don't usually look at calories or count calories, but I just like looked and I was like, 500 calories for a scone, and I was like, I just don't need a scone that bad. And so I picked a cake pop instead.
Almost exactly what happened in my brain.
Really?
I got to the Starbucks and I wanted to get a PSL, but it was so many calories, and I was like, I'll just get this a tall apple crisp thing instead, and it was like half the calories.
Same brains. I was gonna ask you if you've had a cake pop before.
So I've never actually had a cake pop, and the store only had cake pops and like the mushroom egg bites, which obviously I'm not into.
Right.
But I did not end up getting a cake pop. I did buy a cake pop once, but it was for a stripper to put in her vagina.
Okay. I feel like I've heard that story. And okay, it's all coming back to me now. But this is weird because I was just talking to Megan about how she's never had a cake pop. And she was saying it just seems like not enough. Like, if she wants a piece of cake, she wants a piece of cake. She doesn't want three bites of cake. But a cake pop is not cake.
What?
It's like cake. It's cake, but it's mixed with frosting. And so the filling is like very, very dense and very, very rich and sweet. It doesn't feel like cake, but it tastes like cake.
See, now that sounds like something I would really get into, because I don't typically like cake, but I do like frosting.
Yeah, I think you'd be into it. I recommend, if you're going to try one cake pop, I would do the birthday cake pop. It's the most like traditional yellow cake and vanilla frosting flavor.
I don't like birthday cake things, but there is a cookies and cream.
Oh, yeah, you'd probably be into that.
Yeah.
My favorite of... Well, I haven't had the cookies and cream yet, but my favorite is actually the chocolate, but it's just like super chocolatey.
I like that.
Okay.
What time does Starbucks close?
Yeah, if you try a cake pop, I'd be really interested to hear your review because,
okay.
Yeah, because I worked at Starbucks must be the only reason I've had them, because sometimes, you know, it's like throw it away or eat it, and I'm going to eat it. So
yeah,
I can see like not wanting to pay $2.75 for three bites of something, but they're super rich.
Yeah, I'm going to try one.
Cool. I'm excited to hear about it.
What have you been watching?
We watched Thor Love and Thunder.
So did I.
I'm going to give it 3.5 tablespoons.
Well, it's pretty low.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 4.
Okay. It was like, it was fine. There were a few times where like I laughed out loud. You know, I enjoyed watching it for the most part, but I think especially like after Ragnarok and considering it was the same director, I just didn't expect them to lean so hard on the same like gimmicks and tropes from the previous movie.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to do something a little new and a little fresh, and they did not.
I think that's an excellent review, and I agree.
Thank you. Anything to add?
Nope.
Nailed it. And then we've watched the first 6 episodes of Rings of Power on Amazon.
The fuck is that? The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's like a prequel to the events of the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
I'm in this pinball Slack, and let me just check here. They're discussing the Lord of the Rings TV show in one of the channels. And I said, quote, they made a show from the pinball machine? And 7 people have reacted with the good emoji.
What is the good emoji?
Typically, if one person reacts with the good emoji, it says good one.
Oh, good one.
But now that 7 people have done it, it doesn't...
Good 7.
Good 7.
That is
obviously
a good
7. I can't and don't want to watch that show.
That's totally fine. I've heard, you know, some people who are Lord of the Rings fans are like not that into it. There's also this whole thing with like shitty racist nerds like being annoyed that there are black people in it. And... So that makes me want to watch it just like out of spite.
Yeah.
Because like this is a made up world. So it doesn't matter that it's based on Northern European mythology, nerds.
Yeah.
None of it fucking matters. So anyway, we were just like, let's give it a shot. We'll see how it is, you know, and it looks very beautiful. It's very beautifully shot. You know, it's all like epic and there's like music and like trolls and whatever. We like fantasy. So we didn't expect to be super into it, but we ended up watching all 6 episodes that were out in one sitting.
Oh, now you guys are waiting.
Now we're waiting. But it was really fun. We stayed up late on Saturday and ate popcorn and watched fantasy shows, and it was a nice time.
That sounds nice. You know, I wouldn't mind staying home by myself. I wouldn't mind staying home and watching shows and like having snacks if I had someone to do it with.
Yeah, it definitely is more fun as like a either an activity with a friend or a partner or even a group than by yourself, for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of fantasy, I watched The Sandman.
Hell yeah, you did. Did you love it?
I really did love it.
I'm so glad. I felt confident when I recommended it to you that you would at least like it.
Yeah.
But I think you liked it more than I expected.
Yeah, I loved it. I like really enjoyed it. And I got like glued and I watched all of it really quickly. And I was not expecting to enjoy it.
Yeah. The same thing happened to me. Like we were just like, let's try this show, and then watched fucking all of it in like 2 days.
I think part of it is that I like that it's like modern day for the most part. That helps. But like you said on the last episode, like there's some horror aspects to it that were really enjoyable.
For sure.
And then like looking into it later, like Neil Gaiman.
I think it's Gaiman.
Gaiman, who he also did the American Gods, which is another show that I actually really enjoyed. That's kind of fantasy-ish.
Yeah, and I had forgotten about that because I think you've talked to me about American Gods before and I have not watched it.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to add that to my list.
I'm into Neil Gaiman, turns out.
Who knew?
Yeah, who knew?
Well, I'm really glad you enjoyed Sandman.
Yeah.
I highly recommend. That's probably one of my favorite like new shows that's come out in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I highly recommend it too. There's a show that I'm excited about.
What's that?
A movie comes out on Friday, the new Hellraiser.
Oh. I mean, cool.
Well, I love horror movies, obviously, and I was a fan of Hellraiser back in the day when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Loved Hellraiser. But the new Pinhead, the main antagonist, bad guy, scary person, is played by Jamie Clayton, who is a trans actress, who was the trans actress from Sense8.
Oh, okay.
She's the new Pinhead. So that's very exciting.
That is exciting.
I'm excited to see that on Friday, straight to Hulu. But it's getting good reviews from like early access people.
Cool.
And then I saw a trailer today for a Christmas movie coming out where David Harbour plays Santa.
That's a sexy, serious Santa.
It's called Violent Night.
Uh-oh.
and it looks fucking good.
Is it also horror? Or is it like comedy or both?
It's basically an action movie. So it's basically this like rich family, from what I gathered, it's this rich family is getting robbed and David Harbour's Santa comes to rescue them and like kills all the bad guys. Like in an action Die Hard-y sort of way.
So it's like if Die Hard was actually a Christmas movie.
Excuse me?
Oh, I mean, it's like how Die Hard is also a Christmas movie.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah, you nailed that on the head.
Speaking of things people get mad about on the internet. Sheesh.
Check out that trailer, though. It's super rad. I'm excited about it.
Cool. Things to look forward to.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay, bye. Oh, wait.
Big
more stuff.
Big ups to Nathan Rupp of Cloud Collective for the use of our theme song, No Dance Halls on the Sun. You can find them on SoundCloud under Cloud Collective Records.
And thanks, as always, to Adam for our Cork Bork song, Great Adventure. You can find his music, art, and other creative projects on adamoliveris.com.
I lied.
About what?
I lied about my sexual habits.
To whom?
This is something that I've never done before because I'm very open about everything, but I did lie about how many sexual partners I've had recently. And it wasn't in a bragging way, but it was so that I can be part of a prep study.
So you said you have had more than you actually have.
Yeah. So now I'm meeting tomorrow to be in this prep study for trans women. Okay. And I'm going to get paid like some decent money.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, because they think that I'm having sex with people.
Do you feel like you lied to a degree where it's going to like ruin the results of the study?
No.
Okay, then great. I'm excited for you.
I mean, I hope not. It's not like they expect me to go have unprotected sex with people to see if, like, everything works.
Oh, my gosh. Obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm scamming.
Big Pharma. I think pharma. I can scam these people. Who?
These people.
If it's a pharmaceutical company, then you should scam them.
Okay. They're getting scammed.
Perfect.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Hey, thanks again for listening to Fetch a Pail. If you need more Jackie and Jill in your life, follow us on Twitter at Fetch a Pail.
Or follow us on Instagram at Fetch a Pail.
Fetch a Pail is a Jackie and Jill production. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Thanks for being a friend.
Fuck science.